You know, on Monday morning, we come in here and we are pretty positive with things because we got a guy that he's positivity. Coach Poto's positive press. And today, Coach Poto, you got a good one.
That's right, McCurley in the morning. That's how you really start it right there. Just come in and look at that beautiful bald head shining.
Yeah.
And your day's ready to go.
Both hairs are in place.
The cup of coffee's warm and just, everything's great. But as great as that is, I got something even better for you, McCurley.
Absolutely.
We got Miss Isabella Kirkland in studio with us. And she's a senior at Sylacauga High School doing phenomenal things that she is going to explain and take us through. But Isabella, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
You are a senior at Sylacauga High School, correct?
Yes, I am.
What are some things you do here at Sylacauga at the high school that you're involved in?
Oh, gosh. I'm involved in so many different clubs.
Get
it's hard
ready.
To keep up.
Yeah.
Sister for Sister, FBLA, Key Club, HOSA. I'm varsity captain for the girls' soccer team currently. I cheered last year. I'm a competitive dancer at Signature Studio of Dance in Clinton. I'm sure there's some more clubs that I'm missing.
Do you sell popcorn at halftime?
Hey, I don't, but I can start if you want me to.
Isabella, there's only 24 hours in a day, and you use every single one of them, don't
every
you?
Every single one of them. Maybe 7 hours of sleep is not good enough, but, hey, I make it
there
work.
There you go. You were just explaining that a couple weeks ago you had a nice hat trick in soccer.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to many more hat tricks, too.
Hoping to keep
it going throughout the season.
Now, have you always went to Sylacauga?
I have not. I actually transferred from Fetville High School my sophomore year to play soccer.
That's cool.
So, but as much dual role enrollment that you do, you're an honor student as well.
Yes, I'll actually graduate high school this May with 39 credit hours, so I'll go in college as a sophomore.
So you got 39 credit hours as a high school senior.
Yes.
McCurley, I think I went in
my junior year of
college with 39
hours. You don't
want
to follow down mine and his path.
No way, Jose. We used to have a saying when I played college baseball that we majored in eligibility. So we didn't exactly go above and beyond, and we lived by the C's get degrees type of mentality.
Yes.
And you are clearly not doing that, so congratulations to you there.
You.
But as much as you're doing, mm-hmm. you are leaving a legacy and you're building a wonderful thing here in Sylacauga, and you plan to take to just explain what your plans are, Isabella, and what you've got going on here in our community.
Yes, so I was Miss Sylacauga's team back in 2022, but I'm currently Miss Trustful's team 2025. I'll be competing at Miss Alabama's team this March 7th through the 9th, and I created an organization called Bella's Bend. So I collect sports equipment, and I donate those back to people with intellectual disabilities. I want to create opportunities of a lifetime that I have had and sometimes even take for granted. So putting something out there so they are able to participate in sports and give that equipment back to those is just something that I enjoy doing. And my aunt actually inspired me to do this because she has an intellectual disability. And she's always sat on the sidelines of every single one of my games, all my dance competitions, and she's always dreamed of being on the field or being on the stage, but she's never had that opportunity. So with Bella's Bends, I'm creating these opportunities for people with intellectual disabilities.
I am absolutely blown away, McCurley.
that is
amazing.
And I'm going to say this. We do this each and every Monday morning, and we have all kinds of positive people that have done so many things, not only in high school but beyond. We had Pookie Wilson a couple of weeks ago who played Major League Baseball from right here in Sylacauga. But I'm telling you, for a young person to have this
amazing
kind of drive and to do so many things, I know her mom's here with us today. She didn't want to get on, but I'll tell you this. She's got to be proud, all of them.
As
because
she
we
should.
Are.
And
absolutely.
You know, not only do you have a wonderful thing going, but you've got a plan as well. And so much of what we do in life, we can't really execute and navigate through because we don't have a plan. But you just laid it out there. And all of that is just one of the golden rules in life is to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing. That is amazing. And I really love the name Bella's Bends, too. That's catchy, and it's very, very cool. Where'd that come from?
My name is Isabella, and my aunt actually calls me Bella, and so people I'm really close with call me Bella. So I was like, you know, what kind of sounds cool? What's going to ring people in? And so Bella's Bends just kind of come about, and I was like, that's it. That's what I've got to do.
And in my opinion, I'm a sports guy
mm-hmm.
through and through. That's been my whole life. That's all I know,
mm-hmm.
really. And you're doing everything that I love to do. I love to serve, and I love sports.
Yes.
And you're just tackling all that, and that's amazing. And I know you're going It pained my heart to hear it, but you're going to Alabama in the fall, or maybe starting in the summer, right?
War Eagle, but Roll Tide at the same time.
She is in here cussing in the studio, McGurley.
Can't handle that.
Yeah, not only are you going to Tuscaloosa and you're going to start things there, but you're leaving a legacy in your hometown. Yes. And one of the golden rules in life is to leave things better than you found it.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what you're doing here in our community. I think that's amazing.
Yes. I hope to take the things that I've started in Trustful with my title, Miss Trustful's Teen, and expand that on the state level, bringing that into Sylacauga, taking it to Tuscaloosa with me, really trying to leave a legacy everywhere I step foot in, because I truly believe I should serve the community. You know, God tells us to serve, so that is my goal in life, is to serve as many people as I can. And through Bella's Bends, I really feel like I can make a difference with my community and with the people helping me and guiding me along that way. We can all come together creating one team with one mission, and this is just something that I look forward to bringing to Sylacauga and taking to Tuscaloosa with me in the future.
That's right. You're not going to get to the pearly gates and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful soccer player." No. Or, I mean, heck, you're already graduated college nearly, so you're not going to hear, you know, any of that other than just, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." You've got the right mindset, Isabella, yes. And that's so amazing. Mm-hmm. You were explaining a little bit before we started talking, too, about the Miracle League and some things. Take us through that.
So Trustful is starting a Miracle League field. They're actually in the process of building it. And this past weekend, we were in Albertville for a soccer tournament, and the complex we were at had a Miracle League field. So I really got to see the finished product of what the Miracle League field is going to look like. There's very few Miracle League fields in the state of Alabama, so I hope I can partner with them and expand that, because that really gives the opportunity for people with intellectual disabilities to participate in sports. It's a sensory field, so they're able to go and really just play whatever sport they want to play. I've also been in contact with Best Buddies. I created a citizens chapter in Trustful, but I'm hoping to take that to Tuscaloosa as well. I've been in contact with their president, so they already have a chapter going at the University of Alabama, but also bringing something like that here to Sylacauga is really going to give opportunities for those that may not have them currently.
That's too cool. And Tuscaloosa needs all the good things that they can get going on.
Absolutely.
I remember, McCurley, two nights, my freshman and sophomore year in college, we did the Miracle League in Dothan, and we got to go out and we had a player that we were paired with, and we got to, you know, really serve. And that was the first opportunity that I got to really serve, and it literally made a lifelong impact on me. And
yes,
it was one of my favorite nights of the year. We got to do it 2 years, and it was just amazing. I mean, it was so cool to see everyone come together from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about feeling fulfilled.
Yes.
And gratitude and everything. Serve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Serve.
Absolutely.
And that's the best and easiest way to do it. And that's, heck, you've inspired me to go out and do it again, Isabella.
I'll tell you this too. He's a sports guy. You're familiar with hockey.
Yeah.
Okay. Hat trick.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, she got a hat trick,
yeah,
which means three goals in a soccer game. I'm going to say hats off. I'm going to say hats off to her folks.
Yes, absolutely.
And her schools, because you are an incredible young lady.
Thank you so much. You're exactly right.
You worded that correctly. Hats off to you. And
thank you.
It should inspire more people to go out and serve, and that's exactly what you're doing. I know you've got us fired up in the studio, ready to go out, and I really, really respect that, Isabel. I really
do. Thank you. And I'm not your typical pageant girl, what you see. When you see me on the soccer field, you're like, there's no way she puts on a crown and sash after this and goes to appearances and serves her community. But I really try to be that humble and real person that people can look up to. And I serve as a role model for the younger kids through the Rising Star organization, through the Miss America opportunity.
You know, has serving been something you've always, you know, felt the need to do? Did this come along later in your teenage years, later in life? When did this all start for you?
It started way back when I was like 2 or 3. So
wow.
My birthday is on Christmas Day. So it's kind of crazy to think like, oh my gosh, her birthday's on Christmas. What does she do? Well, my parents started making stockings and little goodie bags on Christmas morning and taking them to the nursing home, because I feel like people in the nursing home are kind of forgotten about on certain holidays. And so we would go and I would spend 2 or 3 hours, you know, just with people in the nursing home every single Christmas morning. And that was my way of giving back until I was old enough to start competing in the Miss Alabama organization. And once I started competing, I really felt the need for the special needs community. And so that's when I really started my drive for this specific community and through my service initiative, Bella's Bends.
That is amazing. That is,
I'm blown away.
I'm blown away too. People forget how you make them feel, and you just always put others first. That's, I mean, amazing. That's amazing.
Well, what do you tell them every week?
Guys, go dominate your week.